This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the country is pondering a great question. Why would a black scholar and somebody who is widely respected, has written a number of distinguished books about black history, why would he be posing and sending out over the internet old kinds of images of him in front of a Confederate flag? We will solve that mystery about an incident in Florida coming up on the Medved Show. There is also new material about the Democratic race for president. And no, it is not just Biden or bust. There are alternatives. One of the alternatives is Marianne Williamson. According to the polling, she is drawing 5%. To 10% somewhere of the Democratic vote for President of the United States. And together with Robert Kennedy Jr., she ends up with about 20% of the vote, meaning that anything could happen in that New Hampshire primary where Joe Biden might not even be on the ballot. We'll also talk about the president's claim about the great success of the American recovery, the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA. And this wasn't accepted one bit by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He tweeted, according to Moody's, on average, Americans are now spending $709 more per month on everyday goods and services than they did 2 years ago. When I'm president, I'm going to end the forever wars and revitalize the American economy. In other words, he's going to find that magic hidden button on the economy that's on underneath the Reliant desk. You just have to find it. One click and boom! Inflation gone, gas prices down. Absolutely. RFK Jr., who is also, of course, running against Biden, though he is going down in the polls. He had gotten as high as 21% of Democrats voting for RFK Jr. on the strength of his name and the fact that he's not Joe Biden and somewhat younger. RFK, he's 69. RFK Jr. was speaking with Tucker Carlson about one of Tucker Carlson's favorite subjects, which is the evil American allies in Ukraine. Listen, this is clip 22.
Why would we have biolabs in Ukraine?
We have biolabs in Ukraine because we're developing bioweapons. And, you know, and those bioweapons are using all kinds of new synthetic biology and CRISPR technology and genetic engineering techniques that were not available to previous generation. They can make frightening, frightening stuff. What happened was, in you know, when we walked away from when the Patriot Act reopened the bioweapons arms race in 2001. The Pentagon began putting a lot of money into bioweapons, but they were nervous at that time because if you violate Geneva, the Geneva Convention, it's a hanging offense. And they weren't sure that that provision in the Patriot Act would actually hold up as a loophole to treaties that had been ratified by Congress. So they were nervous about actually going full force into bioweapons development.
Okay, the whole idea of going full force into bioweapons development, there are American programs to research bioweapons. Why? To counteract them. To make sure that Americans don't become victimized by something developed by North Korea or Iran or China or by Russia that could actually kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans. And the idea that we're developing these bioweapons in order to use this kind of deadly device against our rivals is again, it's about as unreliable as most of the material you get from RFK Jr. The 538 reports RFK Jr. is quite popular among some Republicans, but Democrats are highly ambivalent about him. Eight polls have asked about Kennedy's favorable and unfavorable ratings since July 1st, and Kennedy's net favorability rating is higher among Republicans than it is among Democrats in seven of them. Why would that be? Basically, it's because he's anti-Biden. And but the idea that being anti-Biden should lead people to ignore the many, many insane things that that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has talked about. One of the things that he did try to push forward and justify, but never apologized for, was the claim that basically COVID had been developed as a bioweapon, and it was developed as a bioweapon to kill black and white people while sparing Chinese people and Ashkenazi Jews, which he claimed was the results of scientific research. Not widely accepted, to say the least. Speaking about not widely accepted, Chris Christie appeared on CNN, and he basically commented on the most recent indictments of his rival for the Republican nomination, and Christie is now running second in New Hampshire to Donald Trump. Here's what he, former governor of New Jersey, had to say. Clip 16.
That's one of the things folks should keep in mind that are watching. He is now going to be, when he appears next week in Georgia sometime, he's going to be out on bail in four different jurisdictions in this country. New York, Miami, Washington, and Atlanta. I think that what Republican voters have to start to ask themselves is two things. One, is someone out on bail in four jurisdictions really our best chance to beat Joe Biden? And secondly, are we really going to continue to act as if this is normal conduct? It's not.
Okay, there is actually a new column, which is, I think, fairly persuasive, that says that in generally, people on trial for felonies are generally not ideal candidates. And is there an exception to that? If you want to talk about exceptions to that, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's also a piece by Jason Riley, which goes to something that has struck me this morning. In the car this morning, I was listening to the radio, and they were celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. And Jason Riley, as a black conservative, is not thrilled with hip-hop and with hip-hop's popularization of the use of the N-word. In other words, the idea that people can make millions and millions of dollars by profligate use of that particular racial epithet, that racial slur, as it's called, and yet somebody else using that word in conversation or in the media or certainly before a classroom, even talking about the history of that word, somebody who actually said the word, can get in all kinds of trouble. And the idea that earlier this month, fans of hip-hop marked the 50th anniversary of the musical genre's creation, it would be difficult to name another cultural phenomenon that has done more than hip-hop to normalize, if not popularize, use of a racial slur. Is that a good thing for the country? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I feel like I'm on a special spiritual journey.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be going on a special spiritual journey with the one, the only Marianne Williamson, Democratic candidate for president. She received literally hundreds of thousands of votes for the presidency, running for the Democratic nomination in 2020. She didn't win. But she ended up winning hundreds of thousands of votes, and she's going for it again. She's also a best-selling author, political activist, and a spiritual thought leader. We will be getting to that in just a moment. Meanwhile, the point that Jason Riley makes, and it's in today's Wall Street Journal, and it's one of those points that he can make because he's black and because he's a father of black children. And again, his wife, Naomi Schaefer Riley, is also an outstanding thought leader, very much like Jason Riley is. But he writes about the New York Times recently reporting that a version of The French Connection is now available for streaming that edits out one scene early in the film in which the main character, Popeye Doyle, played, of course, memorably by Gene Hackman, uses a racial slur to refer to a black suspect who stabbed Doyle's partner while resisting arrest. Apparently, lurid and sensationalistic depictions of a preteen girl performing lewd acts with a religious object are fine. He's talking about The Exorcist, which had the same director, the late William Friedkin, as The French Connection. But realistic cop dialogue in a 50-year-old movie somehow offends current sensibilities. The censors are worried about the N-word, but it's difficult to take that concern seriously. Earlier this month, fans of hip-hop marked the 50th anniversary of the musical genre's creation. It would be difficult to name another cultural phenomenon that has done more than hip-hop to normalize, if not popularize, use of a racial slur. Children today are far more likely to hear the word coming from a black person than a white person. Americans of all racial and ethnic backgrounds now dance, sing, and laugh. I've seen a Dave Chappelle stand-up routine lately to entertainers who spew the term with abandon. A list of hip-hop artists such as Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, and Puff Daddy became fabulously wealthy, trafficking in racist gutter lyrics and ugly stereotypes about black people. For decades, black parents have devoted an inordinate amount of time, with mixed success, to shielding their children from the materialism, the drugs, the promiscuous sex, and thuggish behavior that pervade the songs of some of hip-hop's most popular artists. They aren't worried about their kids watching The French Connection. Chuck D of Public Enemy, a pioneering rap group, took pride in spreading degeneracy among the younger generation. You walk into a fourth or fifth grade black school today, he told the Village Voice in 1991. I'm telling you, you're finding chaos right now because rappers came in the game and threw that confusing element in it. And kids is like, yo, F this. For generations, pop music has been a vehicle for adolescent rebellion, but we're a long way from worrying about Elvis's gyrating hips, writes Jason Riley, or the Beatles singing about their acid trips. Decades of glorifying the gangsta rap lifestyle, and worse, presenting it as the only authentic black experience, have come at a major cost. This is the hip-hop legacy that must be confronted sooner or later by people eager to edit an ugly word out of an old movie while ignoring its continuing use and the implication of its use in so many other contexts. Is there any argument against that? There is this episode, the headline from Florida, and this is actually being covered in Wikipedia Commons, and headline, Black Professor Poses with Confederate Flag After Florida Hate Crime Conviction. A Florida International University professor emeritus and author, Dr. Marvin Dunn, and Dr. Dunn posed gleefully in front of his neighbor's flag with his fist raised high in triumph. Dr. Dunn is celebrating the conviction on six counts of hate crimes of his neighbor, who, Dunn writes, quote, tried to kill me in a group that was visiting my property. He was mad because we parked on his side of the road. The flag that Dunn raises his fist in front of shows an image of an American flag being pulled back to reveal a Confederate battle flag underneath. Dunn is black, the convicted neighbor is white. This incident took place in Rosewood, Florida, where notably an infamous race riot, the Rosewood Massacre, took place in 1923, and where Professor Dunn owns property. Dunn is a former naval officer who served his country, obviously, and has written multiple books on race, including A History of Florida Through Black Eyes. In Rosewood today, he tweeted, in front of my neighbor's property, he sent the picture. He just got convicted of 6 counts of hate crimes from when he tried to kill me in a group that was visiting my property. He was mad because we parked on his side of the road. I was standing on his side of the road today. The Miami Times reported the incident in September of last year, writing, according to reports, Dunn said that his neighbor, whose last name was Emmanuel, screamed the N-word at them throughout the unprovoked altercation, which began when Dunn, his son, and 6 others were outside the property he owns off State Road 24. Emmanuel approached angrily and asked what they were doing, then got into his Ford F-250 pickup and made several dangerous passes at the group at a high rate of speed while using the racial epithet. I'm not sure with the conviction on 6 hate crimes what exactly the consequences are going to do for this neighbor from hell. There is another letter that came in, and it came in as a letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal. And it's from Judge Glock, who's been a guest on this show before. He's a research director of the Manhattan Institute. From Austin, Texas. And he writes that many advocates claim that providing a welcoming environment for camping and drugs doesn't attract the homeless, and that only more subsidized housing can solve homelessness. San Francisco shows the folly of these arguments. According to the city's own statistics, almost 30% of the homeless moved there after they had already lost housing. Another 17% lived in the city for less than a year before becoming homeless. As Mayor London Breed admits, one reason people are coming is easy access to drugs. By the way, that's also a problem for homelessness in Portland. So what do you do about all of those problems if you're president of the United States? We'll be speaking to Marianne Williamson, candidate for president, coming right up on the Medved Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. A new Quinnipiac poll shows former President Trump is still a top presidential candidate despite his legal trouble.
So this is on the minds of Republicans, Democrats, Independents, everybody. That's a big number of people worried about the very bedrock of what this country is, which is democracy.
Pollster Tim Malloy says Trump is now 39 points ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and if an election was held now, it would be a toss-up between Trump and President Biden. Officials say the death toll from the Hawaii wildfires is likely to continue to rise. What is already already the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history, has claimed 106 lives. Younger people are being diagnosed with cancer more often than before. A study published in the journal JAMA Network Open shows that between 2010 and 2019, there's been a substantial increase in the rates of early-onset cancers. Gastrointestinal cancers had the fastest-growing rates. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, it's an honor to welcome Marianne Williamson, who is a best-selling author, political activist, and a spiritual thought leader. For over 3 decades, she has been a leader in spiritual and religiously progressive circles, an author of 15 books, 4 of which reached number 1 on the New York Times bestseller lists. Williamson, of course, ran for the Democratic nomination for president in 2020, and she's doing it again. Marianne Williamson, is it all right if I call you Marianne?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. You obviously have major disagreements with Joe Biden. You wouldn't be challenging him for the Democratic nomination if you didn't. If you won the presidency, what's the one immediate difference from the Biden leadership that people would notice?
Well, they would see that on day one, I canceled the Willow Project. I would be starting immediately to declare a climate emergency and to begin a mass mobilization to transfer from a dirty economy to a clean economy. We would start ramping down rather than ramping up fossil fuel extraction. I would definitely be doing everything I possibly could to work on universal health care. We need a Medicare for All type plan. I would deschedule marijuana from a Schedule One drug and definitely work on releasing quite a few people from prison who shouldn't be there because they were there on marijuana offenses. I would be working on the idea of tuition-free college, which we used to have in this country at public colleges and universities until the 1970s. I would be seeking to establish...
Marianne, how would you pay for the tuition-free colleges?
Well, you know, know, first of all, when people go get a higher degree in education, they make more money. So we need to change our entire economic paradigm away from a zero-sum game and realize that there are aspects of wealth creation that should be part of a policy. We would actually save money in this country. There are as many economists who say that we would save money, for instance, if we have a universal health care plan rather than what we have right now. We spend more than any other advanced democracy and have the least good results. So what we want to do is recognize that when you're giving tens of billions of dollars in corporate subsidies to industries and corporations that are actually already making billions of dollars in profit, including some, for instance, the pharmaceutical companies, where we're actually paying them to help develop drugs that then they turn around and charge the American people for. You stop those corporate subsidies. You repeal the 2017 tax cut, which gave 83 cents of every dollar to the highest earners and corporations, although you put back in the middle class tax cut because that was a good idea. And you also look at the bloat in the defense budget. There are even conservative voices in this country who say we could take 10% off that. I think we could take 20% off. At this point, 60 Minutes is doing a better job than Congress on oversight, having established the incredible price gouging that is being perpetrated at the Pentagon on behalf of our defense industry. So there's so much money that the government now spends that does little more than make it easier for those who already have to get more and make it harder for people simply who are struggling to get by. And
okay,
I think
just
when you ask me the major difference between myself and the president, I don't think that the Bidenomics, for instance, adequately acknowledges the level of economic, unsustainable economic stress and anxiety that is experienced at this point by the majority of Americans.
Okay. Given the stress and anxiety that the majority of Americans are experiencing and the negative assessment, 57% of Americans disapprove of the job, according to the average of the polling that Joe Biden is doing, would you speak out? Have you spoken out about some of the ethical issues that are surrounding President Biden right now that Republicans are focusing on, particularly involving his son Hunter, and the very real possibility the president wasn't telling the truth when he said he'd never ever talked about his son's business dealings with Russia or China? Does any of that concern you?
Well, first of all, we do have a judicial system, and our judicial system must be independent of politics. We have an independent counsel, obviously, Jack Smith, with Donald Trump. We have an independent counsel. We have not heard from Mr. Turr yet about anything regarding the president. And now there's an independent counsel with Hunter Thompson. I mean, not Hunter Thompson, with Hunter Biden, excuse me. Hunter Biden. And we do want to remember that Hunter is not his father. But at the same time, yes, there are allegations. They're out in the air, and that's why we have these independent prosecutors, and we need to wait and see what they say and hope, you know, we all have to be, as Americans, in support of the proper working of the U.S. judicial system. Those wheels are already turning in regards to the former president, and we'll see what happens now with both Biden and his son.
You made a big splash at the debates last time, and when you ran for president in 2020, and you were very effective on television. It does not appear that President Biden is going to agree to any debates with you or with Mr. Kennedy. What's going to be different about your campaign this time to the campaign you ran in 2020?
Well, the obfuscation that the system practices in terms of any candidate that doesn't align with the predetermined conversation that the elite establishment has dictated is very real. And I'm encountering that this time even more viciously than last time, because last time it was enough to just mock me and deride me and tease me and misrepresent my career. Now I'm seeing from the belly of that beast just how the system operates. For instance, last time I had a a CNN town hall. Right now, I'm not being invited on CNN. I'm not being invited on MSNBC, even though there are Republican candidates who are polling much less than I, who are on Meet the Press, who are getting their town halls, et cetera. But I think that the DNC and the Biden administration I'm sure that they are noticing that the majority of Democrats and Democratic leaning voters are saying that they want to see debates. And the president's rating, you know, is not, approval rating is not high. So there's a lot of rumbling already. American people can see that this is unfair. This is undemocratic to not have the president debate his opponents. We'll see what happens over the next 2 or 3 months, but I don't see how they're going to just continue willing their way through this primary campaign season the way they are now. It's wrong, and people are seeing it.
Okay. Given the fact that it's wrong, there's questions. People have raised the possibility that Kamala Harris, who polls badly, very badly, may need to be replaced as the running mate for Joe Biden. If that were proffered to you, would you be interested? We can.
To be honest, Michael, I sort of can't imagine a universe in which that were to occur.
Well, could you imagine a universe in which we have a Republican front runner with four indictments?
That's kind of like saying, you know, if a UFO lands on the lawn, you know, would you take the ride? You know, I don't really see that scenario happening.
Okay, do you anticipate I want to come back to this. In other words, your disagreements with President Biden, when we come back, are your disagreements with the president so profound that if you are not the nominee, you wouldn't vote for him? And then also, is there anyone on the Republican side who intrigues you at least as a fresh, new, exciting possibility? We will get to that and more with candidate for president, Sarah's second race, Marianne Williamson, coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And joined on the Michael Medved Show by presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, who has attracted in her previous campaign hundreds of thousands of votes for the Democratic presidential nomination and registers in the polling this time. She's running third behind President Biden and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But her new office in Manchester, New Hampshire, for the New Hampshire primary, is opening up in Manchester. You can find out about that opening and participate in it if you want to. Go to her website, which is Marianne, it's two, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, two N's, 2024.com. We've also posted that information about her website on our site at michaelmedved.com. I just asked you the question, Marianne. You're very critical of President Biden. I know you believe that we are on the verge of a needed political realignment. Do you anticipate that if you fall short of winning the nomination, that you're going to go ahead and endorse President Biden and work for him?
I'm running on the assumption that I can win. And I think that when you are, you know, somebody said to me something very interesting. Someone said that the most successful tightrope walkers are people who do not have a net. And I really understood what the psychological significance of that fact, that when you're on a tightrope, you cannot allow yourself to indulge a moment of considering that you might fall. I can't do what I need to do on this campaign, even considering the possibility that we're doing anything other than winning. And I think every winning candidate does that, and some who don't win. That's you have to have that level of seriousness. So that's where I am. I think it's significant. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I just going to say, I posed another question to you, which is, there are a dozen candidates on the other side. Have any of them struck you as particularly interesting, promising, worthy? Anything good that you have to say about any of the Republicans who are running for president right now?
Well, one of them is someone I consider a friend. I like him a lot as a person. I totally disagree with his politics, but I like him, and that's Vivek Ramaswamy. And
yeah,
Vivek Ramaswamy
and somebody
and
you've known for a while,
one
I take
another.
It.
Pardon?
Someone you've known for a while.
Well, no, we actually were on the the Bill Maher show together. I think it was about a year ago. And we communicated. We've seen each other a couple times. And, you know, I ran into him at a hotel in South Carolina because, you know, you see a lot of the candidates. We're all out there in the same states. And we had a little moment where we said, if we are the nominees, it will be a very healthy race for this country because we will honor one another, we like one another, and we will debate one another respectfully and honestly. It would be very healthy for this country if Vivek and I were the nominees.
Well, he's right now, according to the new AP poll, he's running second to President Trump in the Republican side of things. So that's an achievement already. President Biden is pushing a new alliance in the Middle East, which would bring together the Saudis and the Israelis and the United States, and also try to make possible the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. Do you support that diplomatic initiative?
Well, if it were to, in fact, make way for an independent Palestinian state, then I absolutely would. The issue of the diplomatic efforts regarding Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States and this landmark possibility, the issue, of course, is the devil is in the details. I don't want something that increases military sales to Saudi Arabia, given that there are other human rights abuses that we're very concerned about, including Yemen. And it would not be okay with me if, for instance, like the Abraham Accords, it did leave out the Palestinians. But if it actually, in a serious way, helped pave the path for an independent Palestinian state, then I would be very, very interested in looking at that. We cannot have any more Israel, United States, Arab agreements go on that in any way peripheralize or neglect the rights of the Palestinians. This issue has to be dealt with, and I think that should be part of any such agreements now and in the future.
On the Ukraine, which is, I know, been a big issue, your rival for the nomination, Robert Kennedy Jr., is a great critic of President Biden's policy of aid to the Ukraine. Where do you stand? Is it in the United States' national interest to make sure that Putin's invasion is turned back?
I don't know how any of us can be an apologist for Vladimir Putin at this time. And if you're against imperialism, then you have to be against imperialism if it's perpetrated by Russia as much as when it's perpetrated by us or anyone else. I do not agree with the president's pretty much blank check perspective. I wouldn't go there. But absolutely, I'm far closer to Biden and his insistence that we support the Ukrainians at this time. I think that the idea when someone like Bobby Kennedy says that if you support the Ukrainians, you're pro-war, well, what does he think withdrawing any support right now will do? It's not like there will be peace. Because Russia would just come in and crush the Ukrainians. We need to support a negotiated settlement. That's what was happening, interestingly enough, in Saudi Arabia a couple of weeks ago. 40 nations were together. The United States was there, China was there, India was there, Brazil was there, which is very, very important. But I want to see a negotiated settlement in which there is still a Ukraine. And I do not believe, as Bobby seems to do, that Ukraine is simply a U.S. puppet, simply doing what the U.S. has said. I think that they are a sovereign nation and should remain so. And I think the United States should take a powerful stand against the invasion of a sovereign nation, just as I was against the invasion of Iraq. It's not okay. And the United States should not do it. And the United States should make sure that nobody else is able to do it either.
Okay, amen to that. Last question. In Seattle, where I live, and across the country, there's a tremendous problem of homelessness. There literally are now hundreds of thousands of people living on the streets. Is there something that you could do as president to address that problem?
Homelessness is the problem, and we do have about 600,000 homeless people in this country. That is a symptom. It is not a cause. A high percentage of the homeless in America work full time. And there are thousands and thousands of people who are one paycheck, one eviction notice away, who do work full time themselves, who are one eviction notice away from being homeless. So we have to recognize here that the deeper problem is economic injustice. That's why I stand in my campaign for fundamental economic reform. That's why I stand for an economic bill of rights, for universal health care. One in four Americans live with medical debt. Look at all of the people who have college loan debt. Look at all of the people who have to work two and three jobs just to make it. So many people are skating on thin ice. So we can't talk about the homelessness problem without talking about the economic conditions that make people so vulnerable to this. And that's why I believe we need a massive infusion of economic hope and opportunity into the life of the average American. In the meantime, we just as we have 600,000 homeless people, we also have 500,000 vacant homes, places where with the kind of resources that are necessary, we could house most of these people. But once again, what we need to remember, this is a symptom, this is not a cause. It's the symptom of a system in which policy after policy make it easier for those who already have a lot, which is a small portion of Americans. 20% of Americans are doing fine in America's economy. But we're on an island surrounded by a vast sea of economic despair. And that homelessness, just like the mental health crisis and so many other aspects of societal dysfunction, are a symptom of the fact that too many people are finding it too hard to hold on. And that's what we need to address. We need to address it on a level far greater than simply the alleviation of stress. We need fundamental economic reform. We can't just take incremental approach. This society and the despair, the epidemic of despair, think of what it is. You know, I heard of
We're just about out of time. I do want to give people information about your website again. It's marianne2024.com, where you can find that and information about Marianne Williamson's campaign for president at our website at michaelmedved.com and This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.